we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
This is WMIE 91.5 FM. You're listening to the Refresh radio program. I'm Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. It is not a long, long time ago in a galaxy far, far away. Today is May the 4th. It is May the 4th be with you today. It's Star Wars Day, and so I thought I would give a little bit of a different opening there to you today. May the force of God be in operation in your life. How's that? So, by the way, I am Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. I try and have way too much fun in life. if you aren't able to enjoy being a born again child of the living God, there's something wrong with that picture. I want to thank everybody who was able to participate in the National Day of Prayer yesterday. Wherever you were, if you participated in it, we want to say thank you for praying, and follow that up with this. Don't stop. You know, churches can teach on prayer, preach on prayer, have classes on prayer. People realize their need for the ability to pray. And they're happy to gain all of the information, write books about it, do videos on it, and things like that. But the actual implication, or not implementation, that's the word I'm looking for, the actual implementation of a praying life is something that we struggle with a great deal. There's a meme that shows up on Facebook. It's probably on other platforms as well. And it says, it talks about how the devil thought he had me defeated because I was driven to my knees and I had my head bowed, until he realized that I was not defeated. I was actually praying. And he's like, oh no, he's praying again. And so I saw another one. There's a lot of interesting things that you run across. In fact, I will tell you this. There are some funny, funny people in America. There are some very original thinkers out there that say some thought-provoking things. And one of them is that I ran across recently said, I want to be the type of person that prays so frequently and believes God for so many things that when I get to heaven, he looks at me and says, wow, did you keep me busy? I don't know about you, but I want a busy and active God, because my Bible tells me that he doesn't want any to perish and he wants all to come to repentance and to everlasting life. That means that there is a divine plan in place. And if that plan is not being implemented, it is not God's fault. We need to be believing God. We need to be asking God to be moving in a mighty way, not just in America, but around the globe. And so thank you for praying. Keep it up. Don't stop. This weekend, we're going to be celebrating a very significant birthday person in our household. And so we are looking forward to that celebration. It falls on Sunday. We're not throwing a party or anything like that. We're having church. So that is what is coming up this week. Next week on May the 13th, that's my birthday. But it's also Mother's Day, and so we will be celebrating Mother's Day. We have a phenomenal Sunday planned for the ladies on that day. We want to encourage you to be a part of that. And then we are currently in the process of raising our funds for the district missions program, where we're partnering with 280 other churches in the Penn, Florida area, 280 Assembly of God churches, believing God that he's going to help us to raise $100 to train a pastor. This is in a country that we're not disclosing here on the radio program, but it is a country where a very small percentage of the population are born-again Christians, but there's a wide-open door there. For $100, we can train a pastor that is indigenous to that area. For $2,500, we can buy the property. For $7,500, we can put a church up on that property. And so we have challenged Merit Assembly of God that we're going to try and raise the $10,100 that would be able to minister to all three areas of needs, just out of our church. Our church runs on Sunday morning. We've had anywhere from in the 40s to the 80s this year. That doesn't intimidate me one bit when it comes to believing what God can do through the saints at Merit Assembly of God. We've got some phenomenal men and women of faith, and we're believing God to do great and mighty things. If you'd like to be a part of that, a church planting initiative, you could write this designation. Our address is 165 North Grove Street. We don't ask you for much in the way of assistance, but if you'd like to be a part of planting a church in a country that Christianity is an extreme minority religion, one of the darkest countries on the globe, just make the check out to Merit Assembly of God, write District Missions Initiative, District Missions Project, one of those things on there, and we will get that. We will be sending that information to the district along with the money that has come in a little bit later in the month. May the 21st is when we're going to try and let them know at least how much they can expect to come from Merit Assembly of God. And so our goal is $10,100. That provides the land, provides the building, and it provides the pastor that is going to transform a nation. So we do want to say thank you today to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. 321-759-3284. Here a week or so ago, I actually had the privilege of meeting a person who listens to the radio program, who because of the radio program actually ended up utilizing Creative AC Solutions. And then so he had the opportunity to meet this individual before I had the opportunity to meet this individual. And so it was a great opportunity. And, you know, the body of Christ networking together to the benefit of all. That's the thing that we need to realize about the giftings of the Holy Spirit, is that the gifts, which are not only manifestations in a person's life, but the actual people themselves, that each one of us is given not for our own benefit, but for the benefit of the entire body of Christ. So when I talk about Creative AC Solutions, I believe that they are a blessing and a benefit to the body of Christ. When I talk about Jits Concrete, I believe that they will benefit the body of Christ. In fact, I know that they were able to help a church on Merritt Island that was impacted by the hurricanes last fall. When I talk about Wyrick Air Heat and Electric, I know that they're going to be a blessing to you. They do a great, great job. They have never, ever let me down. And so if you could be benefited by the services of Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program. We're going to go back to Matthew chapter 4 today. Matthew chapter 4, and it said in verse number 12, "Now when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease among the people. Then his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all sick people who were afflicted with various diseases and torments, and those who were demon-possessed, epileptics and paralytics, and he healed them. Great multitudes followed him from Galilee and from Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and beyond the Jordan." So on Wednesday, we were talking about this region that Jesus went in. When he came out of his temptation, he went into Galilee. His first miracle was turning water into wine at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. You can read about that in John chapter 2. In Luke chapter 4, verse number 14, it said, Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 26 and verse number 32, it says that after his resurrection, he went to Galilee. In Matthew chapter 28, verses 7 through 16, it describes that the disciples were instructed to go to Galilee, and there they would meet Jesus. He called his disciples in Galilee. And in John chapter 7, verses 45 through 52, I want to take you over there because I want you to see something. John chapter 7. The religious leadership had sent some people to arrest Jesus, and they return, and it says in verse number 45, "Then the officers who came to the chief priests and Pharisees, who said to them, 'Why have you not brought him?' The officers answered, 'No man ever spoke like this man.' Then the Pharisees answered them, 'And are you also deceived? Have any of the rulers of the Pharisees believed in him? But this crowd does not know the law. That does not know the law is accursed.' Nicodemus, who came to Jesus by night, being one of them, said to them, 'Does our law judge a man before it hears him and knows what he is doing?' They answered and said to him, 'Are you also from Galilee? Search and look, for no prophet has arisen out of Galilee.' And everyone went to his own house." What the religious leadership of that day was stating in response to Nicodemus was this: there is nothing good spiritually that has ever come out of Galilee. And unless you are hailing from that region yourself, there is no reason for you to believe that anything good will ever come out of that region. And I want you to understand that Jesus did many of his miracles there. There were tremendous, tremendous spiritual activities that took place there. That region was dramatically impacted because Jesus refused to write off Galilee. It says here that the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light, and upon those who sat in the region and the shadow of death, light has dawned. Today, you may not have come from a family of faith. You may not have ever heard about Jesus. You may be listening to this radio program just while you're scanning the dial, but I'm here to tell you that God intentionally looked for Galilee because there were people who sat in darkness. They sat in the region and the shadow of death. He was looking for a place that was among the darkest and the most hopeless regions around, with one purpose in mind, and that was to completely and radically change the atmosphere from darkness to light. From darkness to light. I have some dear, dear friends who darkness was their reality. It wasn't always their reality. Some of them had started off in light, and then they ended up in spiritual darkness. But God brought them out of that. You see, Jesus, when he comes, the darkness cannot overpower him. The darkness cannot understand what he is doing. In fact, when Jesus crossed the sea to go and deliver a demoniac man, the demons cried out, "What do you want with us?" You may be listening to this program, and maybe your youth is behind you. Maybe your best, the enemy would try and get you to believe, is behind you. Your strength is behind you. Your wisdom, your finances, all of that stuff is behind you. And maybe the devil is saying, "What would Jesus want with you?" And let me tell you are exactly the reason that he came and lived and died and rose again, because he wants to spend eternity with you. So don't write yourself off, okay? Now, there are a lot of people who are very optimistic when it comes to dealing with other people, but not quite so optimistic when it comes to dealing with their own self. And so I just want to encourage you to believe that the God who does miracles in other people, who saves other people's family members, loves you just as much as he loves them and wants to bring light to you. Now, if you are as I would describe it, sitting in the region and the shadow of death, about you're dwelling in the land of things that have been separated from your life. Light is nowhere to be seen. Joy is nowhere to be seen. You are just sitting there, and all that the entire atmosphere is fixated with everything that you have been separated from. I want you to realize that Jesus wants to open your eyes to a whole new possibility. You see, when light comes up, it is a reminder that God created a covenant with the sun and with the moon. And the Old Testament says, "Until I break my covenant with them, you can rest assured that I'm not going to break my covenant with you." I pray today that faith arises in your heart, that expectation arises in your heart. You see, we serve a God who describes himself as the resurrection and the life. Death doesn't get the final say in your life. Death doesn't get the final say in my life. I use some humorous ways to describe it, but one of the things that I've said is that if the Lord tarries and I end up dying, my coffin is equipped with a spiritual ejection seat. Death doesn't get the final say. Jesus is going to come. The trump of God is going to sound. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. You see, those who partake in the first death, that where you're saying I am dead in my trespasses and sin, but I'm alive in Christ Jesus. He said that the second death has no bearing upon them. You see, I'm not going to be spiritually, eternally separated from God. I have a great hope and a great future. For a believer, this life is as worst as it's ever going to be. Okay? I'll say that again. For a believer, no matter how good you have it, no matter how bad you have it right now, this life on this earth is as bad as your eternity is ever going to be. For an unbeliever, the converse is true. And that is, no matter how good you have it, or no matter how bad you have it, this is as good as the devil will ever have for you. God has a much better plan. And so he strategically comes to bring light to the darkest place. Galilee was a place that was rejected in the Old Testament. It was discounted by the religious leadership of the day, but it was ground zero for Jesus. It was the place where his miracles were going to be done. And I want you to know that he has his sights set upon you to revive dreams that have died, to revive ministries that you have given up on. Today, I want you to know that he's come. He's bringing light to the situation. Okay, wherever light comes, all of a sudden you begin to see things that you might not have known were there. They were always there. You just were unaware of them. And God says, you know, I might have a few things going on that you don't know about. That's what he told Elijah. Elijah was depressed and discouraged. He had just come off of a great victory. He had just come off of God keeping him supernaturally and miraculously alive, as well as a lady and her son, for three plus years because of miraculous provision. Just saw spiritual victories over the prophets of Baal and the prophets of Asherah. And Jezebel sends a message, and he said, that's it. I'm done. I'm depressed. I'm discouraged. And God, I just want to die. And he ends up in the presence of God. There's earthquakes. There's lightnings. There's howling winds. And all of a sudden, a still small voice, and Elijah is summoned out. And God says, Elijah, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? First of all, I believe that we need to know why we're at church. We're not just there attending a history class. That's something that God has been bringing to my attention for the past several weeks. We're not just talking about a history class here. We are talking about divine empowerment for God to infuse into us to change our reality where it is right now. Elijah, what are you doing here? I've got thousands that haven't bowed their knee to Baal that you don't know about. They're right there. And besides that, that last assignment wasn't your final assignment. I've got some other things that I need you to do. Do you realize that it was after this that Elijah was so confident in who he was that he would he call down fire from heaven? I don't know about you. I've not exactly been calling fire down from heaven. If God had honored Elijah's request, Elijah never would have been carried off by a chariot of fire. Listen, God wants to bring light to your situation, revelation to your situation, because the truth of the matter is the devil brings darkness to blind us from the things that God has provided all around us and to steal from us the hope of something miraculous that God wants to do in our life. There, I've told on this radio program, there was a time back in the 1990s, and it was a really, really hard time. My wife was working the graveyard shift, and it almost killed her. It sapped spiritual life out of her. It was a very, very difficult season. And I will tell you this, that if we had given up then, we would have missed some of the greatest spiritual blessings that God has ever brought into our lives. Let the word of God bring light to your situation today. Don't believe the devil's lie. Well, nothing good has ever happened for you spiritually. Say this. Well, I tell you what, Jesus has just dawned a brand new day. The morning star has come, and I'm seeing things in the Word that I've never seen before. I am seeing spiritual resources that I've never seen before, and there's a new day coming. Darkness in my life is going to be in retreat because Jesus Christ, the light of the world, has come. Every person listening to the sound of my voice has the potential to be a first generation chain breaker in your life. No matter how many strongholds have gone on for generations, the light of God's word has come, that Jesus Christ wants to make you more than a conqueror. He's come to set you free. I don't care how many generations of alcoholics, you can be the first generation not to be bound by alcohol. I don't care how many generations have never known about God. You can be the first generation that not only knows him, but lives for him, serves him, and introduces him to other people. Let the light of Jesus work in your life. It is going to be glorious. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
You're invited to the biggest event of the year, the International Christian Film and Music Festival, on May 1st through May 5th, 2018, at the Wyndham Orlando Resort International Drive. Kicking off the festival is the award-winning band Newsboys. Watch over 150 films from the best filmmakers around the globe. Legendary actor Kirk Cameron will be honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award. You don't want to miss the event of the year. For more information or to get your tickets, go to www.internationalcff.com.
You are listening to WMIE, Lavard's very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music, 91.5 FM.